Now, with language patterns, and by the way, these language patterns will make a lot more sense for the person you're saying them to. Actually, they won't make sense to them because you're running over the boundary conditions of their problem, but it will be more effective for the person you're saying it to than the person who doesn't have the problem. Why? Because they don't have the problem, so there's nothing to light up inside their neurology. And one other piece I'll add to this is there's a book called Patterns of Plausible Inference. And in this book, it's the Polya Patterns, George E. Polya. And one of the things that George E. Polya says in Patterns of Plausible Inference is that the thing about language patterns is they don't necessarily need to make sense. Oftentimes, they just need to be plausible. Because people will make their own sense out of the language pattern itself. As long as it's plausible. Oftentimes. Now, by the way, here's another piece I'll add to that. This isn't the process for everybody, too. So I wouldn't beat a client down into the ground and over the head with this process. I would have enough sensory awareness to know whether I was getting someplace. It's kind of like those the questions at the bottom of the Keys to Achievable Outcome. What would happen if you did? What would happen if you didn't? What wouldn't happen if you did? What wouldn't happen if you didn't? I'll push with those a little bit, but if it's not working for the client to think that way, I'll move on to something else. I'll just move on to something else because not every pattern is going to be for everybody. I'll watch. If the client's going, I'm not getting this pattern, I'll go, okay, let me teach you anchoring. You know? So I'll just use a different pattern. It's like, because, I mean, there's a point where it's you know, not every pattern is going to be the perfect pattern for everybody that I'm working with. So I'll use quantum linguistics, and I've had people where I used it, and the people would just got, they would tie up their thinking, but they get more frustrated. So I just say, let me move on to a different pattern. Continuous looping about what specifically? Right. How do we get stuck in that loop, or the client's stuck in the loop?
Well, the practitioner's stuck in the loop because we're not asking, we're not getting them to chunk up or to get out of the loop. I mean, how do we?
Could you give me an example? Because I'm not quite.
Well, if you find yourself going around and around and around with someone.
Sometimes I do, though. Sometimes I'll find myself going around and around and around if I haven't quite found the right words or something like that. I will go around and around with them until I've made sense of it, until I go, ah, there's my opportunity.
So it's you that's making that determination. They may be still playing the same record over.
Yeah, they may be still playing the same record, and I'll do it up to the extent that I can still keep rapport. I won't push them to the point where I'm losing all rapport, but I'll do it to the point where I can still keep rapport, but and it may feel for them, from their perspective, that they're looping, but I'm just looking for the right words to grab onto so that I know are going to make the most difference. Now, intuitively, sometimes I'll pick that up right away. Sometimes I won't. Sometimes it'll be like, I still need to fish this out a little bit more until I, and what I'll do is, and this will come with experience, this will come with time, and remember, anything worth doing is worth not doing well in the beginning. All right? Anything worth doing is worth not doing well in the beginning. So we've got to practice it, and we got to be willing to put ourselves out there. But I, from experience, you'll get to the point where you go, that word will work really good with that word, and I'm just going to plug it into the language pattern. Boom, and you'll fire it off, and you'll either get where the client goes, and you know you've made the difference, or you'll either get, not really, you know, yeah, so, you know, in which case you either stick with it because you think that you're going to get the breakthrough on that client, or move on to a different pattern. Try something else. It's just like a reframe, you know? So I throw these out as easily as I throw reframes. And I'm always reframing, constantly reframing as I'm talking to people. And I'm constantly throwing out quantum linguistics patterns as well. This is one of my favorite. I really love this technique. Yeah.
This is hot.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is it's quick.
Yeah, it's fun.
You don't have to, like, say, hey, you want to sit down and let's do some stuff.
Right.
And it's like, I can do this in conversation with someone.
You can do this very conversationally. We'll get more. Here's what I want you to do. So the exercise you're going to go into, you're going to do a linguistic parts integration. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You want to play, Greg? Okay, Greg will come in and play. We're going to do a linguistics parts integration. And or actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that'll be right. So we're going to do the linguistics parts integration. You'll get with your partner, and they'll say, part of me, blah, 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 whatever it is. And you're going to swap the intention. You're going to say, you're going to say, okay, for what purpose? And then you're going to say, anything less than the opposite of the behavior isn't the intention, isn't it? Anything less than the opposite of the behavior isn't the intention, isn't it? And you should notice the client go like that or blank out, and then you're going to run back and forth over the boundary conditions. And then if you think that you've got a good word that you can plug into this one, after a few times over the boundary conditions with this one, you can throw that in to kind of cement it home. So it's not just about blank, isn't it? Which would be their solution or, you know, whatever the solution or the path to the solution for them. And all... which one? Anything less than the opposite of the behavior isn't the intention, isn't it? Yeah, so if you take that problem part or behavior, or that problem part or the problem behavior, anything less than the opposite of that, you just mind read what's the opposite of that. Anything less than the opposite of that isn't the intention, isn't it? Yeah, so somebody says, part of me doesn't really want to work hard and advance at my company. And you say, well, for what's the intention of that part? For what purpose? And they say, well, because I'm more interested in family, not so much in career. And I say, okay, good. Anything less than working hard and advancing in your company isn't having the family that you want, isn't it? Or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of threw it out there. I mean, it's the pattern is you, and trust your unconscious for this. Yeah, trust your unconscious mind to generate the pattern. This is one of those patterns where it's like you go into the exercise really not knowing how you're going to do it. Just trust your unconscious mind to deliver the pattern and see what you get. Yeah? Yeah, it's okay to stumble. Give yourself permission. Give yourself permission. Anything worth doing well. Yeah, anything worth doing or worth doing well is worth doing wrong in the beginning. Or worth, no, is worth doing not well in the beginning. Anything worth doing is worth doing not well in the beginning. All right, so let's split into groups of two. This pattern should only take 10 minutes apiece to do. Remember, just identify the part. Tell them you want them to listen carefully to what you're about to say and deliver your language pattern and go over the boundary conditions of the part. Okay? And Greg, if you wouldn't mind going with Cynthia, it would be fantastic. Find out what the problem part is. Problem part or the problem behavior. Yeah. You can do this with a behavior as well. Problem part or the problem behavior. So, ready, go.